If you're a business owner, is it okay to want your design agency to be fast? And if you're an agency owner, is efficiency something you should be prioritizing right now? Hey, welcome to Growing a Fruitful Brand, where we discuss how to create and grow a brand that makes the world a better place for you, your customers, and your employees. I'm Ben Luters, founder and art director of Fruitful Design and Strategy. My guest today is Phil Smith, founder of GoTime, a design agency that's all about speed and efficiency. Welcome to the podcast, Phil.
Ben, thank you so much for having me. It is such an honor and a delight to be here.
Thanks, Phil. I mean, I can tell it's a delight because you're wearing a very special shirt that seems very on brand for a Fruitful podcast.
I know. I told you. I went out and bought this just for today.
I feel so special. I need to have more fruit print in my life.
I know. Well, actually, there was another one that was like a lemon print at the store, and I didn't end up buying it, and then I couldn't find it. I was like, dang it, I wanted the lemon one too.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Well, let's dive into this. Tell me a little bit about GoTime. What makes your agency different than other agencies out there?
Yeah, that's a good question. So probably the biggest thing is going to be it's a design subscription model. And so there are basically every week, you know, my eyes are kind of to the ground. And so I'm paying attention to all these other design subscription agencies. I see a new design subscription studio pop up like almost every week, basically. So it's really kind of trending, but still overall, people are not used to thinking about professional services or design services on a subscription basis. And so essentially what you get is for a flat monthly fee, you get continuous design services. And designs are delivered in 2 to 4 business days. And it's really flexible and simple for on the client side. So you're getting comparable to a full-time output without the overhead, without the administration of, you know, needing to hire someone. And it comes in a lot cheaper than hiring someone full-time. And you don't have to worry about layoffs or anything like that. And one of the things I love about it is I'm just curious and love working with so many different types of clients. And so I was in-house at one tech company doing product design for 5 years, and it was probably too long doing the same thing. I love the variety that I get working with so many different clients, primarily startups, but all sorts of different types of businesses.
Who's like the ideal client for you guys? Do you guys have like a kind of a niche that, you know, this business model seems to work really well for?
Yeah. Well, there's kind of two. And one of the things that's nice about the subscription, it kind of helps subsidize, you know, other projects that, let's say seed stage startups. Those startups are extremely satisfying to work on something that's going from 0 to 1 where there's absolutely nothing. But chances are their budgets are usually pretty low.
That's the problem.
So, on one hand, not every single client can be seed stage startup, but, it's really satisfying to be able to work on those clients. And typically they're just so excited and they have such great ideas. So kind of, that's one aspect. And then the other aspect would be, I would say startups that are, have a decent amount of runway, that are funded, that have a steady stream of design work that they need, primarily product design, but also, you know, maybe there's some marketing needs that they have. Maybe they need their website redesigned. Maybe they need, you know, their brand refreshed. The nice thing about the subscription is that, and one of the reasons that startups love it is because, you know, as you get going, there can be an endless pile of design needs from the startup. And then this way they're able to just throw anything at us at GoTime. And, you know, whether it's rebranding or marketing or, you know, product design, you name it, we can help them with all those things. So those are kind of the two, a funded startup and, you know, early seed stage startups, a combination of those two.
That makes sense to me. You know, those are two, you know, industries where speed is of the essence, right? I mean, you know, the difference between You know, being able to have a design out into the world like in a month and 6 months is a huge difference. That could be money, investors. And we're talking about that, like, you know, if you wait too long, you might miss, you know, your shot, really. You know, some of this stuff is iterating and is happening so fast in the world of technology and new technology and startups, et cetera. Like, you know, if you wait too long, if you get in your own way, you may miss the market or the opportunity. Do you kind of agree with that?
Totally. Yeah. 100% nailed it. And especially for things that are trending. Oh, it's funny. I was talking with someone, an investor, and they're like, you know, AI is very, you know, hot topic right now. And everyone wants to know AI. They're like, yeah, we invest in pretty much anything, but not AI. But, you know, for something like that, if you're, you know, trying to build on, you know, either add on some AI part of your product or build a brand new, you know, AI product from scratch, there's so many out there. And so especially when it's a race like that, yeah, time is of the essence. But I mean, I mentioned startups are the primary kind of target audience for us at GoTime, but I also love working with small and medium-sized businesses too, and so I think you noticed this solar panel installation business that I worked with and launched their website extremely quickly. So I mean they're borderline, like, you know, they're a startup in the sense that they're a new company, but they're not, you know, highly scalable tech startup. But small and medium-sized businesses can, you know, everyone I think can benefit from moving faster. But yeah, it's funny. I saw an article or a tweet recently about, you know, some design studio, and they're like, we're about slow design. And I thought it was so funny, 'cause I used to be, you know, when I was in house, and I wasn't the owner, and I would be like, yeah, let's go slow design. You know, of course everyone wants, you know, to take it easier. But being the owner and just, you know, this way of working is not for everyone. And, you know, it's really, really hard to find designers that this is a good fit for, because it is extremely fast paced. But, you know, in my opinion, slow design, yeah, that's great if you want to do slow design, but at GoTime, we're all about speed, as you know.
Well, let's talk about this. So, you know, there's this popular design meme, I guess. It's a Venn diagram. Mm-hmm. It's kind of infamous in our circles, and I think in other industries as well. But, you know, the three circles are: one is good, one is fast, and one is cheap, right? And the theory is you can have fast and cheap, but it's not going to be very good. You can have good and cheap, but it's not very fast. And you can have good and fast, but it's not going to be cheap. And that the overlapping of all three, fast, good, and cheap, it doesn't exist. It's impossible. What do you think about that? And where do you guys feel like you fall in that Venn diagram?
I know, that's a good question. And I think about that somewhat often.
Have you done the impossible? That's what I want to know.
Well, here's the thing, you know, what is cheap? You know, cheap,
right,
is
all relative.
Cheap is relative. So, you know, cheap to one person could be, you know, completely unattainable for another. So that's a caveat. It's like the really annoying question. Well, you know, what do you think the quote is going to be, or how long do you think this will take? It depends. similar to that, but have we achieved the impossible? I think maybe what we need to do at GoTime is kind of, you know, like rebrand that Venn diagram a little bit and maybe replace cheap with, maybe we can, you know, think of on the fly right now during this podcast, what that replacement will be. Because I wouldn't consider us cheap, because you can go to Fiverr and, you know, 99 designs and get a cheap logo or, you know, cheap whatever marketing materials. I think people can get product design there too, but, you know, there's a lot of pain points that come with that. Or there's a lot of subscription services that they're also like kind of a race to the bottom of like, let's accumulate as many clients as possible, you know, for a low price point. You know, GoTen's really the opposite of that. We're highly selective and really want to have just a handful of clients that are amazing and that we're delivering amazing work for, and, you know, definitely valuing quality over quantity of clients. The nice thing about that too is when it's quality over quantity, then, you know, I'm sure we're not going to name any names here, but I'm sure you've had clients that you haven't quite enjoyed working with. And so this kind of, you know, having fewer actually, you know, eliminates that. And it's crazy to even be able to say this, but at GoTime, every single one, and I'm not just blowing smoke, every single one of my clients I've genuinely loved working with. And it hasn't been that way in the past doing client work at all. So I'm incredibly blessed. But I don't know. We can get back to your question about the Venn diagram, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you make a really good point. You know, those terms are somewhat relative, because, you know, you actually get into your pricing a bit on your website. I notice on your FAQ of your website, you're not shy about talking about price, which I think is really, really bold and helpful. And I see those prices, and it's not like these subscriptions are $200 a month. Right. Like, what can you talk about your prices a little bit? Like, what's an average subscription? And what would someone be engaging with you on a monthly basis for? What kind of a project?
Absolutely. So the subscription, one of the things actually that the reason that I love this, I mean, I've actually always had this entrepreneurial itch, but I never really thought I'd start a design business, because traditionally there's a lot of overhead. And, you know, as we've talked about in the past, there's a lot of administration. There's a lot of expenses that come along with that. And so one of the great things about this model is that it eliminates a lot of dead weight that really slows things down. So, you know, I am the project manager. You know, there's no project manager. That alone, you know, that communication between people just creates more time, creates more overhead. And all that. So, the price point, yes, it's $8,000 a month, the flat fee. So, I mean, I hate thinking about billable hours. I hate tracking time, all that. I hate giving quotes and estimates. This gets rid of all that. It's just a flat fee. And then it's monthly. And so then on the client side, you know, they have the flexibility to cancel, or pause the subscription anytime they want. And what's nice too, likewise, although I mentioned I've genuinely enjoyed working with every single one of our clients at GoTime, you know, I have that ability too, to, if things aren't working out, well, you know, I can cancel or pause the subscription at the end of the month as well. So it's nice to have that, that flexibility. So, and then, you know, in terms of the, obviously, well, not obviously, but oftentimes the very next question is, all right, well, how much can I get for that? And that is where I give that annoying answer. Well, it depends. Because, you know, for example, you guys do a lot of branding work, and you know, logo design, brand identity, there's some objective stuff that goes into that. But at the end of the day, it is extremely subjective as well. And, you know, clients can end up calling their cousin and getting, you know, my cousin doesn't like this shade of orange. And, and my mother-in-law,
that's never,
she doesn't
happened,
like this.
Phil.
Never.
That's no, that's never. No, that's our favorite thing. When it's like, hey, really love these designs. I showed it to every family member that I have over the weekend.
I got
some really interesting responses. And I think we need, oh man, no, that's like my absolute favorite.
You're triggering me. I'm horrible right now.
Oh man.
Or there's a classic, you know, you show them, you know, three different directions and they're like, here comes the Frankenstein. You know,
mix them all
together. Like this from this and this from this and this from this. Just put those all together.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a monster. Yeah. So anyways, it depends how long projects take, because some teams are, you know, well, some teams are obviously smaller, some teams are larger, so there's more voices and more back and forth. Things can draw out and take longer. And just to be totally transparent with you, you know, with the subscription model, if things take longer. It's no sweat on my end, and it actually ends up, just generally speaking, not every team is going to be, boom, 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 extremely efficient. And so there's some, kind of unspoken margin that just, creeps its way into the subscription, because it just takes some time to review designs, to gather thoughts, to give feedback. Still one of the first questions is, okay, well, how much can I get? And so, typically, in even a month or two, a lot of ground can be covered, from, designing an entire MVP for, what's the mobile and web app for your product like, or, doing the logo and brand identity, and, designing and building your website in 2 or 3 months. And again, there's variables. How long does it, take for you being the client, how long does it take for the client to, give feedback? How decisive are they? How many voices are in the room, having opinions? And if, there's times where people just go, teams go back and forth, clients go back and forth internally, like change it back again. And I'm like, all right, I don't really care. it's up to you. So there's, everyone kind of moves at their own pace, but still you can get things done extremely fast.
Well, Phil, I think it sounds to me like, one of the reasons why you're able to move faster is you've created some efficiencies in your processes. You've eliminated some things that can sometimes take a lot of time. For example, in just simplifying your offering, it's like, hey, it's just flat fee. We're not going to worry about all these hours and having to create different invoices and estimates. Like, I know how much time goes into proposals, estimates, invoicing. It's like, if you could be using all that time to just be doing the work, the design, and if there was just this mm-hmm. trust established, I mean, that's one of the frustrating things I've had, in being an agency owner. And I think a lot of other agency owners would agree that, like, you envision, being an agency owner is like, I get to design all day. And that's mm-hmm. not necessarily true. If you were to see the pie graph of how much, what percentage is actually spent on design, it can be really
what are you at right yeah. now?
Oh, what am I at?
Percentage wise.
Personally, this is very vulnerable. I'm actually designing more lately than I was. There's a little while there where I was basically art directing and doing other things, but I'm probably designing 25% or 30% right now.
Nice.
Yeah,
which is more than I expected, actually.
Yeah, it's like I said, that's better than it has been. There was a time where that was more, probably 10 or 15%. Mm-hmm. And so you have to fight for it. But having in our case, hiring other people to do other things so you can focus on it. But for you, it's like, hey, how about we just keep this super, super simple? And so one of the cool things that I liked about on your website too is that, you talk about fast and you talk about speed, you talk about efficiency, but like you don't say we promise to have your full project done in 2 weeks anywhere on your site. You say mm-hmm. you will get designs within 2 to 4 days. Which that doesn't mean the project's done in 2 to 4 days. And that's a big difference, and I think what people do, I imagine your clients would really resonate with that idea of like, they don't want it to take forever. They want to start getting into it. They want to get into the nitty gritty. And so, Phil, haven't even told you this yet. For everyone else listening, Phil and I had a really great phone call about a month ago where I was asking him all about, how do they do this, the stuff we're getting into today? How do we go faster? Because I've had a lot of frustrations of just feeling like projects take too long, and it's easy as an agency to blame, the clients are so, they're so slow. That's we're waiting on feedback, which may feel true sometimes, but are there things that we could do to really foster the valuing of speed and efficiency? What are ways that we could change our process to just get deeper faster, to just jump in, to how could it be more go time than all this waiting around, to borrow the phrase. And so we actually did an experiment just with a a client, a new client, where we brought him in for a day of a branding immersion, where what we usually would do in probably 1 to 2 months of strategy, brand discovery calls and mood boarding and sketches, all that stuff. Raj and I, we sat down with this client for 8 hours in person. We flew him in and we did this immersion, and we at the end of the day, we had 5 deliverables that, again, usually would take 1 to 2 months to get that approval. Mm-hmm. But we just did it live. Like, while Roger was doing a strategy session, I was putting together sketches or a mood board, and we took turns all through the day. He was such a great mm-hmm. sport. And it was amazing. Like, you know, we had a final logo within a week after he left. It was basically confirmed in the room what that logo was going to be. In that one day, we had all the verbiage for his homepage. We had his site map. Like, we had so much, and it really proved this like thing that I've like wondered about. Like, if we just change up our process a little bit, if we change our focus, if we were able to alter our schedule a little bit, and how fast could we go? Because we value speed too. So it's easy to see on the client side, like, everyone wants their website tomorrow because it's going to make them more money.
You mean yesterday?
Yes. That is the one they tend to like. It's like, we have yesterday, we have today, we have tomorrow. Why do you guys always pick yesterday? That's the, but like, yeah, it's easy to see with the benefit for them, but we feel it too, where a lot of times for us, we don't do things as subscription as you do. We do it per project. And like, mm-hmm. it can be a long time before we realize that last payment or check. Like, mm-hmm. we have an incentive sometimes to get things done faster. And plus, you know, the faster and more efficiently we work, the more work we're able to do. You know, we're able to say yes to more people because, as you know, we have limited time and resources as well. And so if we can, you know, as agencies, make things more efficient, make things simpler, not have, you know, unnecessary steps or not needing to always have a meeting for every single thing, for example. So which we're kind of getting into that processes. What are some other things that you've done or processes that you've adopted, apps that you use? I don't know, things to help you work like faster and more efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for the update on your, you know, new process. That's super exciting. And I really love that. And honestly, I'm like a little jealous because one of the things that is nice about GoTime and primarily, you know, most of the work is asynchronous. And so that's also what helps make things more efficient. So, you know, when I'm done designing the new feature or whatever, what we'll do is make a walkthrough video and send that over with the design. So it's, you know, kind of getting, you're still getting that FaceTime. You're getting, I mean, you know, just typing up a description of a design just, you know, never does it justice. So talking through, and recording a video goes a long ways, but I mean, I'm a little jealous though I guess fruitful sprint. Did you have a name for it yet?
You know, we're really just beta testing it. You know, kind of like you said with with what you guys do at GoTime, it's not for everyone. And so I'm not sure that this would be like, this is how we do branding forever. But like, it did kind of prove that like, if you were to just alter your processes a bit, you know, you can go faster. Yeah. Cause like, I don't know how it is for you, but like, you know, when you get a bunch of client projects going at the same time, it's like you just have to kind of, you can easily fall into the tyranny of the urgent. Like, I got to just hop on whatever one is the most, you know, pressing or has the most pressing deadline. But it's harder. You have to really fight for that focus, that like flow state, that like, you know, really dedicating and staying in it. And for me anyways, and for a lot of our team, when we're able to really, you know, focus hard on one thing for even a few hours, I mean, it's really remarkable how fast you can go.
Mm-hmm. It is. And when you're talking about, you know, how fast you're moving with this sort of beta project too, or this beta process, I guess you'd call it, I never really thought about this, but it is like moving fast. And one of your questions, you know, you are wondering, you know, isn't it stressful going so fast? But one of the things that is wonderful about it, it's just so rewarding to see, you know, fruit of your work sooner rather than later. When you see, I mean, you know, I'm blown away that I get to get paid to design, as I'm sure you may be too. I can't believe it. I mean, that was part of the reason. So, you know, some credit goes to you, Ben, because I may not even be a designer today. GoTime may not even exist if you didn't say yes when I reached out to you to shadow you, you know, back over a decade ago. No, it's true though. But I thought, you know, you kind of can build something up in your mind of like, oh wow, that seems really cool. I bet that would be awesome. And then in real life, it's like, that's miserable. That's not fun at all. And so I thought that about design. I was like, that seems like it could be a really cool job. And so, you know, I asked you to if I could shadow you. And actually, yeah, it is a really, really cool job.
I tricked you.
You didn't trick me. It's so fun. I'm blown away that I get to do that. But then when you move so fast, when you move faster and things, it's so painful when things get, I mean, aside from, you know, the final payment not coming through, that's painful too. But just when things drag on, it's just like, let's get this over with. Like, it's like pulling off a Band-Aid and you start fast and then you like go slower and slower towards the end. It's like,
just
no,
rip it off.
Let's just go. Rip it off.
I am a fan of speed and I do recognize too. And I think, you know, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, but like, you know, not everyone is as fast as everyone else. And so like, you know, everyone has to kind of go at their own pace. There are some people that are just way quicker in a room than other people. You know, there may be agency owners that would not feel comfortable doing what Raj so comfortably does, which is getting in on a whiteboard with someone and just like creating something out of seemingly out of thin air on the spot. Like, he's very good at that. Coming up with like company names and taglines, like he loves that pressure, and a lot of creatives just simply don't, and that's okay. Sometimes they need a little bit more time to kind of, you know, play around with things and try things and not have that pressure of like the performance, like the on the spot performance. But I sense that you're the kind of guy who likes a little bit of speed, you know, like messing around.
The whole process of delivering designs in 2 to 4 days, it kind of takes the design process and turns it into, you know, a more modular. One of the things I'm reminded of, I don't know how familiar you are, but in the tech industry, there's the agile software development. And so it's all about, you know, the opposite of that is waterfall, where you basically, you know, you think of like, all right, we're coming out with, you know, this whole new version of, you know, the Mac OS operating system, you know, every year, every couple of years or whatever. Whereas agile, it's you're delivering, in theory anyways, there's a lot of, you know, fake agile software development out there. But in theory, it is delivering value every single week. And so it's sort of similar to that. And that's, so on the one hand, it actually, that just consistency, it kind of takes some pressure off. And also what you mentioned, you know, about there's no promise around, the promise is continuing to deliver value. There's no promise around, you know, finishing X by X date. So that also takes the pressure off because, I mean, as you know, a lot of times when you dive into something, it's like, oh, wow, there's a lot more, you know, in this than, you know, maybe the client realized. And there's a lot more thought that needs to go into this, but with the delivering, you know, focus on delivering value, then what we're able to do is, you know, deliver a substantial amount of design work. And it's enough to start the conversation going, you know, if it's something humongous, you know, an entire app, it's not going to be the whole app, but it's enough to get the conversation going and to start thinking. But anyways, the process being broken down into those chunks, while yes, it is fast paced, it isn't like, oh no, I had to finish, you know, every single, you know, page of the website by Friday. That's not how, you know, I've certainly had those type of deadlines in the past. And those are, I think, a lot more stressful than our process at GoTime.
Mm. So do you ever have a client that's like, hey, I need this website done by this date? Like, are you able to like work with that, or do you just be like, hey, I can't make any promises there?
No. I'm not a total, you know, flaky millennial over here. I definitely, you know, especially for clients that are, you know, are really exciting to work with, but they have a restricted budget, you know, like the seed stage startups. You know, I talked a lot about the design subscription, but also I offer design, what we call design on demand. And so that is basically taking the same process and, you know, delivering quickly and delivering in 2 to 4 days and just breaking that down into, you know, okay, you need a website, or you need a design system, or you need an MVP, and then, or you need a new feature or whatever. And so, you know, I still prefer the design subscription because with this, there's an element of, you know, quoting and estimating, but even still, it's a lot faster than, you know, the traditional agency model. Because essentially what we do is, every sort of task is broken down into different sizes. So usually things are 2 to 4 days, but, so you could think of that as, 2 days is a small task, 3 days is a medium task, 4 days is a large task. And so essentially, we'll break everything down into, you know, different tasks and new revisions. One of the other things, you know, once a task is delivered, it's considered complete. And so if there are revisions, then that's, you know, going to be another task. On the subscription, it doesn't matter because, you know, you can keep going until until we're done. But with the design on demand, that's, you know, kind of baked into the agreement that it's delivered, and any, you know, additional, of course, revisions are baked into the process as well. But to a long-winded way of answering your question, yes, totally. We can, you know, work with constraints and with, you know, budget limitations and say, yeah, we're going to have this built, you know, the website designed and built in, you know, a month or so, for example.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, one thing you mentioned earlier in the conversation, just offhand, was talking about an investor commenting about AI. And I'm curious, do you guys use AI? And if so, is there any tools that you're using that you'd recommend to other agencies for, you know, making their processes more efficient?
Yeah, well, I'll break some news right now. Actually, GoTime is run entirely by AI. So I actually don't even do anything. I just go to the beach.
I should have started with that question. This would have been a lot shorter.
No, I'm just kidding.
But that's a great idea. We should do it. Phil, you and I, let's start a rival agency to our own agencies that is all AI. And just that, what a fun experiment that would be. Sorry, that's a whole nother podcast. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, let's go. I'm down to try it. I'm an early adopter, and I love, you know, trying new technologies. Amazing and fun to play around with. And, you know, on the one hand, AI, even in the past year, has come, like, grown exponentially, how, you know, the results of what you can get. But at the same time, you know, every time a lot of times I go in and I'll try to do some, you know, use some AI design tool or something, it's, you know, a little underwhelming. There are certain times where, you know, different, one of the things that I really like is Midjourney. Have you used that at all?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So I've used that on some different client projects. That's been extremely fun, because you can, you know, it's kind of challenging to get the prompts just right. But once you do, you can get some really interesting, you know, different, creative, you know, visual styles or illustrations or, You know, one of the things I like, I've actually kind of used Midjourney to replace, you know, different stock photography on a website. Not anything that's like high res, but like, you know, smaller images. It's been really fun to play around with that. And, you know, I use ChatGPT every once in a while, but, it's like on a case by case basis. It's not built into my workflow. What about you? Is there anything, any AI tools on your, in your workflow?
Yeah, no, we really don't use, a lot, you know, deliberately, like a lot of the, you know, tools that you're talking about, like Midjourney and stuff in the Fruitful Flows, but, you know, machine learning and AI is everywhere and it's enhancing everything that we do all the time. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, we're using a tool called Riverside for this interview and they provide an AI generated, you know, transcript and all kinds of, they even have like tools for extra costs where they, you know, they will generate little reel clips for you based on this conversation. And what I was going to say is Loom is doing the same thing where they have a whole like, a summary in your voice of what you just talked about in your Loom thing, a full transcript. It comes up with a clever name for your video after you're done recording it. It includes like a little emoji. And it's just like, there's a lot of things like that, that like, and a lot of times I'll read through the summary that the AI wrote. And it's like, it's all based on stuff I said in the video. And it's like, I'll have to change things, you know, here or there, but a lot of times I'll use that as like the template for what I'm going to send a client. Cause like, it doesn't really matter. You know, this isn't like, you know, the final copy for the headline on the website. This is just, it's just an email. Keep the thing going. You're going to watch the video. You might not even read it, but instead of me like, what words should I use? It's like, hey, this is a great start, you know? And so I'm finding
naming
there are little,
it's like naming the Loom recording. Like that's, something I never want to do, but I mean, if it's automatically there, that's awesome.
And if it's pretty good,
that's a really cool feature.
You know, you see that in YouTube videos, and Loom has it too, where like it'll even like section out the different sections of the video based on what you're talking about. And you can be like, at this timestamp, Ben starts talking about the logo. At this timestamp, he talks about the fonts. At this part, you know, I was just walking a client through a brand book I'm working on. And at the end, the Loom video had, it was all sectioned out and easy for them to hop around and know exactly. So anyways, so there's little things like that where, again, it wasn't like I sought out an AI tool to deliberately speed up my workflow, but it is cool to see tools that we already know and love, you know, even things like, you know, in Google, like Gmail, like guessing what you might type, or in Google Docs, you know, kind of guessing what you might be saying. Those things are saving you a lot of time. And so there's a lot of tools like that that I'm just really pleased with, especially where it just seems really seamless. It's not like, oh, I need to now start designing my logos in, you know, in Midjourney or whatever. But like, you know, Photoshop has now adopted a lot of AI tools. I don't know if you've played around with some of the Photoshop beta stuff, but like I was just playing around with, you know, you can select the top of someone's head and put a different hat up there, or, you know, give them a different beard. I don't know how usable that really is, but, you know, even just the being able to detect what the subject is in a photo and cut out the background. I've talked about it before, but I use that like every day.
I use that
now,
all the time.
You know, for my, and that's something that used
you
to
don't miss, you know, cutting
forever.
Out someone's silhouette.
Oh gosh. Especially if they have like, you know, bushy hair or something like
or
that.
Or curly hair.
Yeah. Curly hair. So difficult. But, you know, I used to do it as best as I could. You know, what I used to do is
back
bring it over to my
day.
iPad. Back when I was a kid, 2 years ago, literally, you know, I was like hand cutting it out with an Apple Pencil in Procreate. It was like, that was my, the way that I liked to cut out stuff.
Well, that's way nicer than, you know, the different like nodes or whatever, using the vector tool to cut out the
silhouette. But now it's like a push of a button and it's pretty good. I mean, like it's gotten so good. With very little need to change much. So, yeah, it's really cool to see, you know, some of the tools that we already know and love just, you know, adding in a little bit of new machine learning technology to make our lives a little bit easier, and not just our lives easier, but like help us to spend time and focus on the important things, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I, again, similar to like your simplifying the whole you know, buying process, the bidding process for your business, the project management process for your business, you simplifying that frees up more time for you to actually be doing the work that you love, the thing that got mm-hmm. you into this in the first place. And that's what I love. You know, anytime I can spend more time designing the brand book and less time wondering what I should title the Loom video about the latest step in the brand book, mm-hmm. you know, the better. So
you inspired me with a couple more AI things. So when I'm designing, you know, like a website or something, I mean, what do you think about lorem ipsum? Do you like seeing lorem ipsum in designs?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. The thing I'll say about lorem ipsum, and for those who are not designers, you might not even know what we're talking about. That's a very designy thing to say, but that's basically referring to placeholder text on design mockups. And so I'm a little bit, I have some feelings about lorem ipsum, mainly because I know I have deliberately, when I've used it, I've deliberately told clients, hey, don't get hung up on the text here. This is just placeholder. Please ignore, just trying to get the design. And I've definitely had clients who have not read that or did not understand and got very confused about which language their website is now in. And that's not the point. It is intentionally gibberish. And so there's definitely some confusion there that I've had with folks. But why do you ask?
Oh, well, I don't like lorem ipsum personally. And I think it, I mean, obviously it's useful every once in a while to have some just generic placeholder text. But yeah. One of the things that I like using ChatGPT for is, let's say there isn't, you know, the final copy or content for the website, but go to ChatGPT and just have, you know, it will create a good, you know, placeholder, a good starting place for the website. And then I find having, you know, showing a client something that at least is in English and not a made up language, it gets the conversation going further and faster rather than lorem ipsum. So that's one way that I like using AI, is for, you know, creating placeholder content, essentially, that's a bit more realistic. And one other thing that it's funny, it's so integrated into my just everyday that I completely forgot about it. But I was using this new search engine. They ended up losing funding. But one of the reason that I started using them was because they have basically an AI summary. I don't know if Google started doing this, but they have an AI summary of what you've typed in at the top with links with links to, you know, different parts of their summary. They close. I end up finding the Brave browser, their search engine. They have a summary, like an AI summary for search as well. So every single day it's super useful to, you know, have search results summarized with AI and machine learning. I use it so much that I forgot that I even use it. And that's one of the things that
Google has started doing that too. That was one of the big things in their latest revisions, which is really helpful. Yeah, as long as you trust them.
Well, you gotta check the sources, of course.
But exactly,
that's one of the ways that I see ChatGPT being extremely powerful. Is as basically like a hype, like a super enhanced search engine, really. Taking my, it's like a search engine for lazy people. That's how I use it a lot of times.
That's a great way to use it, really. A more conversational search engine. And like I said, Google's starting to become more like that, because I think they're taking a hint from ChatGPT and some of these other AI tools to be more, like conversational, the way that you can be with ChatGPT. What does a project kickoff or, you know, like client onboarding look like for GoTime? Because obviously you guys get right into it pretty fast. How are you able to do that? Like, what does that process look like?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that's the only slow part of our process. It takes about a year to onboard a client. No, I'm just kidding. No,
you actually,
it's crazy.
You deliver designs before you've had a chance to onboard them. That's how fast.
Yeah, it's wild. No, onboarding is extremely fast. And that's one of the really great things about GoTime. I mean, for one, it's so hard to find good design and good designers out there. So, it, you know, for people who are hiring, it can take months to hire a designer. I've even heard of it taking over a year to find the right designer, which is crazy. But it's hard. And obviously that is expensive and costs money to do all that hiring as well. So at GoTime, we're able to onboard in, I mean, again, I say it depends because sometimes it takes, you know, on the client side, there's more, you know, things that they need to do, but on our end, we can do it in a business day, a single day. Now that's with one caveat though. The kind of upside for clients, but one of the kind of bigger risks, I guess, on GoTime is the whole flexibility of it being a month to month contract. And so, you know, there can be ups and downs with how much, what the workload is. And so, but one of the things I'll say is that, you know, it's very important. I mentioned it early in our conversation, but, you know, I have a very high bar and it's very important to be delivering excellent work. And so, you know, unfortunately, sometimes we need to say no to clients when we're fully booked. So that's the one caveat, is if we're at capacity. And I mean, we monitor that very closely because our reputation, and I mean, even what we're talking about with how fun design is, you know, I've in other jobs in the past, you know, I've delivered work that I wasn't proud of. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good at all. No. So, always delivering work that we're proud of, that we love, that we're excited about. And, so sometimes that means, unfortunately, having to say no to people, but, in general, assuming there's availability, a single day is all it takes to onboard.
Well, Phil, if any of our listeners, you know, want to check out your company, or if they want to hire you as their agency, where can they go to find out more?
Yeah, just go to GoTimeHQ.com. GoTimeHQ.com. And I'm pretty active on LinkedIn as well. So unfortunately, there are Phil Smiths everywhere, but I think if you search Phil Smith GoTime, I should pop up right away. But I'm on LinkedIn and GoTimeHQ.com.
Awesome. We'll make sure to include those links in all of our descriptions as well for YouTube and for the podcast. Phil, thanks so much for being on Growing a Fruitful Brand. I'm always inspired talking to you. I love what you're doing, and I'm excited to kind of learn more. So as you continue to do your thing, and as we continue to experiment with ways to be more efficient and fast, we'll have to make sure we keep sharing little secrets and tips with each other.
I love it. And Ben, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on here. And like I said, it's been a delightful conversation, and I'm really excited for you. I'm excited to hear about your new processes. How does this beta process unfold? I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us today on Growing a Fruitful Brand. If you found today's show helpful, don't forget to subscribe and consider sharing it with someone who might also enjoy it.
And if you'd like to work with Fruitful on a branding, website, or messaging project of your own, you can always reach out on our website, fruitful.design.
Until next time, don't forget to grow
something good.
You jerk.